Praise be Jesus Christ. Of course, in the words of St. Peter, it is good for us to be here. And I say that certainly in the spirit of the Vicar of Christ, successor of St. Peter, of course, Pope Francis, as well as his predecessors, Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI, as well as St. John Paul II, I think by acclamation slowly but surely is going to be St. John Paul the Great, but it'll take time. We have two right now, Pope Gregory the Great and Pope Leo the Great, who are popes considered the great. So I think we will have eventually a third, but that'll take time. It could be long after you and I. And the practice in the church, it does take time. I say that because we celebrate totus tuus, right? Totally yours. Most certainly, the Episcopal motto of, first it was Bishop or Archbishop Karl Wojtyla, Cardinal Wojtyla, and eventually St. John Paul II. All totally yours. And we need to recognize just that, of who you and I happen to be. For we are, at the end, the possession of God himself. I say that because I'm grateful I had the opportunity to introduce my mom and dad to St. John Paul back in 1992. And serving Cardinal Maida as I did for 7 years, he was a close advisor to St. John Paul. So he would travel to Rome more than once a year, but would at least once a year take his, I don't know if he'd be a trusty secretary, but he took his secretary with him. And I had opportunity to shake the Holy Father's hand and receive a rosary from him. And I had opportunity to see, of course, that gradual decline in the midst of Parkinson's. But it never, ever obscured St. John Paul's focus on totus tuus. And for that, we should recognize that saints are here for us to model ourselves after, showing us the way to the gates of heaven. I speak of showing us the way because that's the underlying direction, of course, of the Book of Wisdom. The Book of Wisdom is not just thrown in there and say, we need another book for the Old Testament. No. The Book of Wisdom is quite clear that you and I can be actually obstacles against holiness. We close in on ourselves. We crash in on ourselves. And instead, we promote an obscurity or even blindness toward another's good and holy efforts. It's a temptation for us all that we may look at others that perhaps may not have the highest, I guess, or enjoy the highest respect from us, but when they do something good, we overlook it or we demean it. That's envy. That, of course, lacks total charity. Totus tuus, totally yours. Jesus' words today in the gospel prepare his disciples and all, us too, here in 2018, who want to hear from him about his passion, his death and resurrection for us, for our redemption. You see, Jesus informs us that a true disciple of Jesus Christ, a true missionary disciple, as we hear in the words, of course, repeatedly, by Pope Francis, Pope Emeritus Benedict, St. John Paul II, missionary disciple must be realistic about one's cross and suffering that they are to endure, because actually, we are to embrace that cross unreservedly. Not to dodge it or avoid it at all costs. That's not human. We, in fact, move beyond the reductionist vision of a fixed focus on justice and in turn embark on a new horizon governed by solidarity and love. Two concepts that govern St. John Paul's pontificate. Yes? It did and does also focus in on the pontificates of Pope Emeritus Benedict and Pope Francis. Jesus overcame the three temptations in the desert. I could explain more about that, but that's a homily for another time, when those gospel passages, of course, come before us. But Jesus overcame all three temptations, especially messianism. Though he possessed the rightful kingship of Israel. For Jesus, though, is so much more. And the Paschal mystery so defines Jesus' mission among us. St. James, in our second reading today, reminds us that just because we share faith in Jesus Christ, the truth of Jesus Christ, does not mean it will be smooth sailing in our lives. No, not at all. Some out here may be saying, oh, I've already experienced that. I think about it in a parish. My first 2 years at the Shrine of the Little Flower in Royal Oak, Michigan, I was a priest of Detroit for 18 years before Pope Benedict fired me and sent me to Steubenville. I'm glad you got that joke. But I recall in our CIA, one of those 2 years, a whole family converted. A whole family, mom and dad and the kids. Moreover, they were Jewish. So you think about not having smooth sailing. You think about being disowned by your family members. It comes with a cost. So those of us who are cradle Catholics, myself included, when there's time for us to complain, time for us we want to whine and fall into the mud of self-pity, perhaps you and I should be a little more realistic, because what we endure is nothing compared to what others do when they make that conscious decision, especially as adults, or to bring their whole family into the true faith. You see, this is not breaking news, but evil is at work in the world. But, as we know from recent events, the news the past 2 or 3 months now, evil also is at work in the church. We must remember the devil is the most powerful inside the church, creating division, than he is on the outside trying to break in. And that also means our hearts. He tries to find places to lurk where our weaknesses lie and to exploit them. You see, he is intent to tear the church apart, and for it to occur through jealousy, quarrels, infighting, taking sides in the midst of these challenging times. But we learn from Jesus himself. A true disciple with a singular spirit focused on the Word of God and His will, as Mary did. A true disciple embraces the cross with a peaceful heart, a docile mind, and a sympathetic soul. A sympathetic soul. In the time of St. James for the early church, peace, docility, and sympathy had to rule all of the early Christian communities if they were to grow and to remain healthy. Who wants to be the member of a church community that all it does is whine and complain? Peace, docility, sympathy, in all things charity. In this day, my brothers and sisters, on this 25th Sunday in extraordinary, ordinary time, it is no different for our local or our universal church in 2018. May we begin, most certainly as we begin this autumn season, this first full day of autumn, and Mother Nature has reminded us of that, but may we recognize this first full day of autumn. It's also a day perhaps you and I should embrace more fully, totus tuos, totally yours. Amen.